Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 14 of the Solitary Heathen Witch podcast. Today's episode, I'm just going to give you guys a quick update on my journey. So this year has definitely been challenging. Life just keeps throwing so many obstacles in my way, and I've been trying my best to be very optimistic and stay positive and try to keep the mindset that everything happens for a reason and there is going to be, you know, there's a bigger picture with everything that's going on. So I told you guys before about how we had to move last minute and a lot of my stuff got packed into storage. So all of my altar stuff is basically in a hope chest in the back of a shed buried with a bunch of things. When we were moving, a lot of days I had to stay home because of my hip pain and I couldn't do much. So a lot of the stuff got stored at my parents' house before I got to say, like, no, I want to take that with me. So I just left it there for now. I do have a small little setup next to my bed. And I will go over what exactly that is. But it's been hard for me to do a lot of my practice, but I'm trying not to forget about it. I'm trying to incorporate it into my day-to-day. So I just wanted to share how I'm doing that right now. So I just got surgery about 2 weeks ago. Tomorrow will mark 2 weeks, to be exact. And at the end of this episode, I'll go more into detail about what my surgery was. That's if you want to stick around and find out. If not, you don't like hearing all that, you know, detailed, cringy stuff, you don't have to listen. So, since I can't do much, it's really hard for me to get around. I do have a hip brace and crutches. I have this, my little sacred space set up next to my bed. And it's kind of like a little bookshelf, and I have, you know, a cloth on it. I have my incense burner, incense, candles, my stones, my necklaces that I wear every day, like my Mjolnir, and I made kind of like a protection amulet that I wear every day. So I place that on my altar before bed. I also have my two raven little figurine statues, as well as a besom. Also is known as like a broom, but it's just a small one that I keep on top of my little space. And then once a week, I like to clean, you know, my area up, I'll sage and everything. And this is just my little space that I can, you know, go to meditate, or if I want to, you know, cast runes or do my oracle cards and everything. This is my space that I have set up for that. And then under that, I have, you know, on the bookshelf, a lot of my books that I read, like the Havamal, the Poetic Edda. I have a book on witchcraft for healing that I'm reading right now. Unfortunately, right outside where I live now, they're doing a lot of construction, so it's very noisy during the day. So it doesn't give me a lot of quiet to, you know, focus on my practice and the meditating and everything. But I am trying to read. But I'm going to be completely honest, I am not the biggest reader. My brain is always going in 50 different directions at once, and I easily get distracted. So even while I'm reading, I will start to drift off and start thinking of different random things, and then have to go back and reread the page I just read because I did not basically comprehend anything I was reading. So I've never been a big reader, but I am trying to practice trying to do it more and trying really hard to focus, because that's my biggest issue, is focusing while I'm reading. I'm still also, you know, incorporating some things in my day-to-day, like when I make my coffee, I stir it clockwise 9 times and I thank the gods and basically, you know, try to think of positive thoughts to start off my morning. I also, you know, I'll wear my Mjolnir and my amulet that I made for protection. So I'll wear those daily and take those wherever I go. even though the last 2 weeks I've kind of been cooped up in the house because I can't really get out and do anything. So I've been staying home for now, but when I do get to go outside, that's what I try to focus on is nature. You know, I put my phone away and I spend time with my kids, breathe in the fresh air and really take in the nature and the birds chirping and all those things that I'm missing out on now. I really like to focus on those when I do get to go outside right now. Before I had surgery, though, I was lucky to get to go visit one of our, little witchy shops in town. So I did get some candles. I got one for healing that I have been burning. And that's also when I found my new Mjolnir. So though I picked up a couple, small items that I can use on my altar since the rest of my stuff is packed up. I'm pretty bummed out I didn't get to do some of the most recent Sabbath episodes for you guys. Just everything's just been so crazy and hectic. And this is my first time getting to actually sit down and record and try to put my thoughts together for you guys and give you an update on what's going on with my journey. But even though you have so much going on, it's good to try to focus on positive things that keep you grounded and keep you happy. We all make excuses sometimes for not having time for things. One of the biggest things is we'll say we don't have time to read up on something, we don't have time to meditate, yet we get stuck binge watching stuff on Netflix or, scrolling through our phone. And I've been guilty of this, so I'm trying really hard to separate myself from, the TV, the phone, and try to focus on all the things I told myself I didn't have time for. In reality, I did have time for it. It was just too many distractions and not disciplining myself enough to pull away from those distractions and focus on the things that, I wanted to do and wanted to learn about. So these next couple weeks, I really want to try to get some reading done. I don't know if I told you guys before, but I had a little scrapbook thing that I was drawing out each of the runes and writing the meanings to help me learn them. So I want to work on that more and hopefully finish it and brush back up on them because I took a break and I started forgetting something, so I definitely want to go back into that and refresh my brain on everything. But definitely reading, because there's so many good resources out there and so much good material. And I have so many books, but I just have not taken the time to sit down and focus on it and read it. So that's definitely what I want to be doing the next couple weeks. Especially in my Witchcraft for Healing book, because I have found that one very interesting and I really want to start learning about herbal medicine. Just with everything I'm going through right now in the surgery, the doctors have prescribed me so many medications and the pain meds are the ones that I'm refusing to take. But I want to find other ways of, healing your body, healing your mind without prescriptions from a doctor. So I want to read all about that and learn more about it because I find it very interesting. Another thing is I'm going to be relaunching my normal Etsy page. I did shut it down because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get orders out. I am going to try to open it back up because right now I do not have a source of income from the work I am missing. So that should be up in a couple days. I don't have an exact day yet because any new items I need to get, photos and make the postings for all those. But that will be up soon. And I will share that Instagram account in the description in case you guys want to check it out. But that is all for now. I'm going to play an ad real quick. You guys have probably heard it so many times. You can skip through it. But again, this is just how the podcast, is supported. And after that, I'm going to give you guys details on what my surgery was. Okay, so I'm gonna give you guys a little bit background story real quick. So my youngest daughter is 5 years old, and during my pregnancy with her, I had a lot of hip pain to where I could barely turn over in bed. It was hard to get up, and she was 9 pounds and 2 ounces. And after my pregnancy, I had some hip pain, but doctors told me, your body takes about a year to go back to normal after giving birth. Give it some time, it should get better. Well, it didn't get better. I went and seen a chiropractor who told me I had a jammed hip, and I kept going to see them to get adjustments. It wasn't working. And then they stopped taking my insurance, so I stopped going. And then I started working out a lot, and I noticed working out and building up my muscle, my hip pain went away. Well, when COVID hit and everything got shut down, I wasn't working out as much and the hip pain came back. And then they opened gyms back up and I slowly started going to try to work on the muscles around my hip to see if it would help. But this time it didn't help. And as time went on, the pain just kept getting worse and worse. So I finally went to my doctor and they referred me to a orthopedic specialist as well as starting physical therapy. So I did 6 weeks of physical therapy focusing on the hip as well as undergoing some testing. So I had an MRI done. I cannot pronounce what type it was, but it basically they had to put needles into my hip to inject the dye into the hip socket so that way they can get a better imaging of what was going on. And I would have to say that was one of the most painful, uncomfortable things I have gone through. Even though they did do some numbing, I still felt a lot of it. When those results came back, it turned out that I had a torn labrum as well as some extra bone growth. Now, for your labrum, it is where your ball goes into the socket. So this would be on my hip for me. It's like a rubbery bumper that goes there and it holds that in place. So that is torn. The only way to fix it is surgery. They didn't know how bad it was until they went in to do the surgery because they put a camera into my hip. So I had 3 incisions, into the front of my hip. When they got in there, the labrum was actually so shredded they could not stitch it. So they cleaned up all the shredded part best they can, and there was still a lot of healthy labrum left, as well as they shaved down the bone, the extra bone, and that's what was like pinching a lot when I was moving. We don't know when or how the extra bone growth happened. But the labral tear, they said it was most likely from trauma, which the only thing traumatic I went through was, giving childbirth. So right now, everything's healing. I have a big old hip brace that goes around my waist, down my hip, and around my thigh to make sure that I don't move my hip into directions it shouldn't go. I could only put about 20% body weight on it, so that is why I'm using the crutches. And a couple days ago, I just got the stitches removed, but the whole front of my thigh, I still have those wounds there from the 3 incisions that are healing, as well as a lot of bruising. And all the muscle that they went through is still very painful, tender, and everything is still healing. So I start physical therapy again. And then hopefully soon I will be able to be weaned off the crutches and the brace. And then after that, that's when I will be allowed to return to work. So it's just been a very slow process for the healing. I won't be 100% healed for 6 months. So that is what's going on. And, fingers crossed that everything heals right and I don't have any problems after this. 'Cause I'm not even 30 yet and I've already had to get hip surgery. So it's just odd to me, that I would be going through this at this age. I'm not able to play with my kids. I can't go on hikes, which I love to do. So I'm really hoping that this summer we get to do a lot of hiking, camping, and I can run around and play with them, hopefully. So that's what's going on. Thank you guys for sticking through this episode and listening to me ramble on. And I really hope soon that I will be able to get more stuff posted. I just can't make any promises right now because who knows what tomorrow holds for us. So, just try to look at everything positive in your life. Try not to beat yourself up about the little things. Because, that's what's getting me through all this is looking towards the future, a positive outcome, hoping for the best and thinking, even though I'm in a lot of pain right now and I'm miserable and it's hard to get around, it's all for the best. There's a big outcome, that I'll be able to do so much more with my family after this. And, there are people out there who have things worse going on in their lives than I do. So I just try my best to be very grateful for everything going on. But thank you guys for listening.